Okay, Baruch Hashem. We're learning Bayom Darkecha, Ahavas Yisrael. We're in Perek Beis on page Chaf. Let's just go over again from the beginning. Kol Yisrael, the bottom of the page. Kol Yisrael him neshama achas mamish. Kol Yisrael him neshama achas mamish. That's the key. K'moy she'odom ohev is kol chelkei gufay. Gam yesh eizev shemachiv loy. The same way that a person loves his entire self. He doesn't divide himself into parts. There's a part that's hurting. There's a part that's not working. That's who he is. It's the same thing when it comes to Am Yisrael. There are parts of Am Yisrael that are not working. There are parts of Am Yisrael that are broken. There are parts of Am Yisrael that are, you know, that have tzaras. There are parts of Am Yisrael that are dysfunctional, that are ugly on the outside. There are parts of us that are like that as well. But the key is that they're parts of us. They're parts of us. It's neshama achas. So the kesher with other Jews has to be a kesher be'etzem. It doesn't depend upon what the person is doing, or the person's midas, or the person's appearances. This is a madrega, this is the avoda. So avoda, really, in order to come to this, we're going to be learning about bittul, which is the main sugya of the sefer, which is the Ikra Chassidus is the avodah of Bittul, and without being an ish neshama, an ish pnimi, and a person who's able to taste the mesikus of Bittul, it's very hard to come to this. No shaykhus to what the person is saying or doing, or how the person is behaving. But if our relationships with other people are only based upon how we feel about those people, therefore, when there's a taina against a person, and there's no lack of reasons to have tainas, that causes a period. Then you become separated. When a taina is able to come between you and another Jew, so that obviously shows that the kesher is not a kesher be'etzem, it's a kesher that was totally bedover, that it was depending upon things being just a certain way. And when the things were not that way, so then the kesher fell apart. It was just an inning of liking each other, of caring for each other, and so on. Okay, it's better than not having any connection to a person, but that's not ahavas yisrael amitis. That's not what the Torah is talking about when it says v'haflo ha'kamaycha, she ahavas she'enet li b'dor, k'ahavas David v'yohanesan. It's ahavas she'enet li b'dor. Kishleimus ahava, shleimus of ahavas. Shelo tia ahav rak machmas sheyesh la echad chisaron ulisheni ma'ilu v'kol echad marshlem is chisaron shel hasheni. Shleimus ahava is not because I have a certain ma'ilu, that person has a certain chisaron, and the two of us, we work well together. We work well with each other. That's okay at work. That's okay in business. That's a basis for a business relationship. But that's not ahavas yisrael. That I'm Mashlim, he's Mashlim, she's Mashlim. That's not the Havas Yisrael. Elisha, Ahava tia machmas achdusam be'etzem. Ahava is because achdusam be'etzem. That's what Ahava is. Achdus be'etzem. B'sharsham, in the Sharish, that's where Ahava really comes from. And that doesn't change because of tainas and differences and so on. That doesn't change. He called Hayyudim Hem Chelik Eloka Mimal Mamish. Back inside. Last sentence on page Chav. Omnam. Sof sof yeshnam dvorim ha-goyim l'hargish v'ichu kupirim. Look, the Metzius is, of course, that in this world there are things that tear us apart from each other. And we need to know the key to overcoming these things that cause separation, that cause pirut. Now, all that we're learning applies to friendships and applies to stam relationships and marriage as well. Beis. Kasha chaver mitzayir also. When the other person is causing you tsar, a little bit or a lot, b'chadayma, yikones lezbarnin be'amuna. You have to try to enter into that place of emuna, hezbarnus be'amuna, v'yargish es ha'emes, and to try and ask Hashem to help you. V'yargish es ha'emes. This is connected to what we're learning in the hezbarnus chabur, that a person has to live every minute of his life with tefillah, with davening, with talking to Hashem. And when you feel that you have a kepeda because this person has caused you tzar, you have to try to mechazik yourself and to ask Hashem to help you. V'yargish es ha'emes, to help you feel the truth. Shechaveir hu rak shliach shel Hashem es baruch. That whatever happened to you through that friend. Now, as far as that person is concerned and his own standing in Hashem's eyes for causing you tzar, that's his cheshbon, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, if he did something to hurt you. Naturally, the person has to do tshuva. If he did something to hurt you, that's a cheshbon that he has to deal with. But as far as why did that happen to you, like the person pulled into your parking space, just imagine yourself in a regular time, 15th Avenue and 42nd Street, and you're about to pull into that space, and then some sweet yid took the opportunity and beat you to it. You don't have to go to Brooklyn to get to have that happen to you. That could happen in Central Avenue also. And somebody pulls into the spot. I remember in Borough Park years ago that I didn't see this guy. And I was going to pull into this park. See, if you get a parking space at Borough Park, you should just leave your car there because it's a yichus. You can get a shidduch for your kids from that and everything. It's a chashuv thing. So I didn't see there was a guy. I guess he was waiting. I didn't even see. He thought he was waiting. I just saw an empty spot, and I had been circling around for a long time. And I went for the spot, and this guy starts beeping. I hear myself. Okay, so I stopped the car. Now I'm not, this guy, chassidish guy, gets out of the car, and he starts yelling at me. He says, come on, you want to fight about it? And I looked at him and said, are you out of your mind? He said, you can take the whole block. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? He says, no, you're a chutzpah. He's coming to, I said, I didn't see you. What's the matter with you? You're going to get into a fight? What are you talking about? You people, you can lose your mind. And it happened, it doesn't just happen to him, it happens to us. He's upset that I was taking his spot. And I felt bad because I was late for something and I lost my spot. So, here you don't even know this person. It's harder when it's somebody that you know and you're disappointed in. That's even harder. But the truth, of course, is that the person was just a shliach from Hashem. Now, if he did something wrong, if I did something wrong, if he was taking my spot, I was taking his spot. If something was taking place that shouldn't have been taking place, then that's a cheshbon that somebody has to ask forgiveness, ask mechila. If it's ben al-chaver, you ask mechila from Reuven, from Shimon. I'm sorry, I didn't realize that. I apologize. That's nachrayis. That's a chiv. According to halacha, they ask mechila. And if a Jew is meichel person, so of course this, fine. But as far as why did you lose your spot? What happened that morning or that afternoon, that's that person's only shlich from Hashem's bar. And the whole shlich isn't such a silly thing like that, like a parking spot, because I'm just giving a silly example. The whole shlich is just to see whether or not you're somebody that can control your anger. It's the whole shlich is. Because it can't be anything so important about a parking spot. But it's a shlich is to see, are you in charge? Are you in control of yourself? Shakol nasa rak al piachlatosa, because Hashem decided to send that person your way. Now, does that mean they took away the person's bechira? No. And a person has a chayis on his bechira. And how that works is, of course, a side that we don't understand. But the same way that Paro had a chayis for his decisions, even though there was achbadas aleiv, sof kol sof, as the Rambam explains, because he wanted to do something that wasn't right, and Hashem gave him the opportunity to do something that wasn't right. But as far as that happening to you, that's a shlichus from Hashem, that Hashem sent that person. Now, why that person, not another person? Again, these are all Caleb, why was that person a kli for something that happened to you that was mitzar you? These are very big questions in machshava and so on, but that's not for now. The mitzias is that anything that happens to a person, any tiny little thing that happens to a person, is hashgacha pratis, and therefore the Rebbeinu Shlomo had such an inyan happen to you, period. The question of what was the extent of that individual's involvement in that action, that's not a cheshem that we should be making. It's an interesting conversation to have in the Beis Medrash, like, you know, late on a Thursday night, and you want to talk over the Archaim HaKadosh with the Mechiris Yosef, he's a famous Archaim HaKadosh. What's the achrayis of the brothers? And Yosef HaTzadik says to them, no, don't feel bad, chavra. Hashem sent this, Hashem made all of this happen. So Archaim HaKadosh talks about that. What do you mean, don't feel bad, Hashem made this happen? I mean, it's a pretty bad thing to sell your brother. So Hashem made this happen. So you look at the Archaim HaKadosh, all the Svarim are handling this Indian back and forth. What's the level of that individual's achrayis when a poor choice was made? But when you come to the truth of that sugya, then that person's achrayis really, really is klapei shamaya, the tshuva, and in halacha, if it's ben al mechamer, to ask mechila, and to really mean it, and to say I'm sorry, because for whatever reason it seems that my neshama accepted this shlichus to be a kli to cause you aggravation. Now, when we go the other way, does that give you does that mean that you have the right to be angry and to chalila, to be, you know, there should be nekama? No. And then, as far as your Ahavas Yisrael, where does that stand? So, hello, ein adam noikif es bo lamata, elim kein machrizen olav mi lamala. That's Amuna 001, that a person doesn't hurt his finger in this world unless there was a hachraza, unless it was declared above. V'chal tenua tenua, sham alufu shalaylam. And every single movement in our lives, whatever we're doing, it's Hashem's baruch. And footnote Chafei says, in yuchal is b'ayin yaisabayim, I can to look at it even in a deeper way, there's a real madrega. Shalei rak she'achar le'os, shalei ra, not only did this guy not do something bad to you, ala adarab, v'os aloi toivah g'day l'bama'asav. I mean, on a deeper level, you could give the guy yeshakarach. There's stories of tzaddikim like that. Thank you. Ki harei hakol mehashem esbaruch, hakol mehashem es Hashem esbaruch, rak l'toiva. Since everything Hashem does is l'toiva, it means that this person's intervention in your life was l'toiva. It's a very big madrega. These are stories, you know, like from the Chavetz Chaim, Reb Sol Salanter. These are not regular, for a regular person to be in such a madrega. Dai lanu halavai. We should be able to hold on to our respect and our love for another Jew, despite the fact that he was mitzayimus. Because there's always that lingering suspicion, like that, you know, you volunteered for this job. Like Hashem said, anybody want to mess up Weinberger today? And I'll do that. So there's that feeling like why did you volunteer for that? But that's our failure to understand in Pnimius how the Baruch Shalom fears developed, which is very easy to make that mistake. It doesn't mean that individual volunteered for that. It means that if a person is a kli for something that's not good, that there's a cheshmah that Hashem has with that individual, that he needs to do tshuva, and he needs to evaluate his life in a deeper way. It's a complicated parasha, it's not for now. But as far as you're concerned, that hasn't changed, that mustn't change his status in your eyes as being neshamachas. It's neshamachas. I mean, you don't have to go into the whole, into that, like I was talking about 2 weeks ago. You don't have to go into the whole thing to use your imagination. You know, the reason that this guy took my parking spot is because when he was a kid, you know, his father used to His father used to force him to watch him taking parking spots, you know. You don't have to come to a whole, like a whole dimion of being a lamb schus because of something in a person's life. It's not necessary to come to that. The ik is to stay with this, to stick with this mitzvah of neshama achas, neshama achas. To stay with that, neshama achas. V'yispalo l'Hashem Yisbar, back inside, v'yispalo l'Hashem Yisbar, sh'yitin les ha'karech lama b'nisai. We don't usually think like that. The normal way, the usual way that a person thinks is when there's when he's challenged with something in Kedusha, looking at the wrong thing, that's Nisai. When he's challenged in business to take money that doesn't belong to him, that's Nisai. But when it comes to simple things, Balam L'Chaveiro, getting upset, reacting, thinking negatively about people, we don't usually look at these things as Nisyanis, but of course they are Nisyanis. And the same way that we daven, every single morning, we just said a few minutes ago, we say the bracha, we ask Hashem not to bring us to nisyanis. It's a nisayin, it's a nisayin of another chaver as well. Even these kapedalach, these things that go on every day in life, we're like somebody taking your spot or something like a silly, and certainly when it comes to the bigger things, these are big nisyanis. Are you going to lose that mitzias of being an emunah? And being in that place of emunah, which is this neshama achas, and the fact that this person did this avla does not change the reality that of neshama achas. Well, that's live for a person has to daven. Not just in the morning when you say the bracha, al tibin loydei nisayin, but when you're in the nisayin, when the nisayin is facing you, when you feel like getting upset, when you feel like reacting. And even if you hold yourself back from saying something, which is good, which is very good, but then to hold yourself back from feeling something which is negative, which is a very high madriga. Ulatzliach lahamshich le'ohay v'schaveiro. Le'ohay v'schaveiro. Not just not to be upset or to give back, but le'ohay v'schaveiro. But to continue on the program of Ahava. Knowing that from that mabat, that perspective of Amunah, that was not a decision that person made to do that to you. It looks like that, it seems like that, he's done this to me 1,000 times before. It's a madrig. But one has to try to be conscious of this. V'hu rak shliach. That is a shliach. Ki lemich yesh lachani elakim. You have to, like Yosef at Tzadik, to try to believe that that was a shlichus. I was sent to Mitzrayim. Yosef at Tzadik says, ki lemich yesh lachan. I was sent here to give life to the entire Jewish people. I was sent here to give life to myself, to my family. We don't know. On a smaller scale, that you and I, when we are able to somehow break through that nisayin, and we're able to continue on with the ahava, we don't know what kind of shefa we're bringing into our lives that day, or to our family, to our kids, that we're drawing down all kinds of shefa, all kinds of bracha. Yeah, Shem.
What if a guy does something bad to us? It's also shlichus, isn't it? How are we supposed
to? Nachum, it's also shlichus. Therefore, on a deeper level, that's not a reason to have akpad against that individual, or if it's a chay or a behem either, it's not a reason to have akpad. Only by the goy, there's no din of a hava. There's no din of a hava, and when that happens, therefore the ik and the sign is in your own midas, not clap by the goy. Even though the Chavetz Chaim in Shemitz Lashon does speak about even clap by a goy, that there's an achrayis and halacha to. Of course, to mekadesh shem shemayim, and not to lose your derech eretz when it comes to any human being.
What if he's a son of Yisrael, like an
Arab? But son Yisrael is already. If it's a son Yisrael, then it's something else. Then you have to be careful. The ik is then not. Then there's a tachlis sinus in us, and that's not a problem with a son Yisrael. There's no mitzvah that you have to care for this guy. The shaila is, was this a shlichus or was it not a shlichus? So that obviously hurts, but. In Emunah, we understand. Are the Germans responsible? Yimach Shemam. Of course they're responsible. Paro was responsible and the Nazis were responsible. Yimach Shemam Zichron. And they wanted to do such a thing. And for years and years and years, they were teaching and training and practicing and davening that they should be able to wipe out the Jewish people. 100%. Does that entitle me to despise them and hate them? It obligates me to hate them. Yes. At the same time, does that mean that the world is hefker and lays din or lays dying? That this happened against Hashem's will or without Hashem's shlichus? No. How do I then continue living on with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, knowing this? That you and I can't judge that. We can only say what it says in the Zohar. To know that, to believe Be'emuna Shleima, here we're not talking about a parking space, we're talking about the deepest, deepest pain that ever was in history, in the world, for a person to be able to continue on with Hashem. I saw that once in a book from one of the survivors. I don't remember what the book was, but I remember it was somebody that was brought up in a very, very strong Hasidic home. He was a big mom and so on. And he said the hardest in Europe before the war, and he wrote how after the war, during the war he wasn't thinking about things, but after the war, he said he continued to believe in Hashem. He didn't lose his belief in Hashem, but it was hard for him to continue on in the friendship, in the relationship with Hashem. That was very hard for him. That the feeling of how could you have allowed this to happen to me? And then on a deeper level, obviously, how did you bring this about in my life? So he said he didn't come to atheism from that. That didn't bring him to a point of atheism. But it caused like a rift, which hurt him a lot, because he was used to loving Hashem as Baruch. And this caused him a tremendous amount of pain. I don't remember the whole, it was a long time ago when I read this, but it hit me in a very strong way. That this is something that many of our parents and grandparents were struggling with after the Milchama. I once tried to talk to my father, Allah Shalom, about it. You know, many of the Yidden, the survivors, after the Milchama, they were not keeping things as strongly as they did in later years. It's just a fact. They weren't keeping things as strongly. And they came back to it. Some came back earlier, some came back years later. I was once talking to my father. I remember exactly where we were walking. I was talking to my father because I had seen this. There was a friend of mine whose father was not from, he was a survivor, and the father was not keeping Shabbos. I was talking to my father about it, that we were in yeshiva together. I was in yeshiva with this friend. I still see him now, every now and then. I was in yeshiva with this friend, and his father was a survivor from Poland, and the father was not Shomer Shabbos. In those years, you had friends in yeshiva, their parents were from, not from, we were all together. And I was talking to my father because I was wondering about that. And my father said to me, when I came to America after the Milchama, I wasn't Shomer Shabbos either. And I stopped in the middle of the street. I said, what? My father said, I wasn't Shomer Shabbos. I said, for how long? My father said, it wasn't so long, but I wasn't Shomer Shabbos. I wasn't Shomer Shabbos. He said, I wasn't going in cars, going around, but I wasn't Shomer Shabbos. I was on the phone, I wasn't Shomer Shabbos. And then he said, and I wasn't eating everything kosher either after the Milchama. And I said, my father was telling me, don't think badly about this person. What do you, like, you know, what do you, you don't understand? What are you looking at this person? And I asked, what is it? So my father said, he didn't say it like in that book, a whole halach. He just said to me that, it wasn't that I didn't believe in Hashem's Baruch Hu after the Milchama. I believed in him 100%. He said, I was just tired. I was tired and I just felt like I just needed a little bit of time. And that was all he said. But he said, but don't judge any of these people. Don't judge anybody. You don't know what that was. I remember that. And my mother for sure wasn't. I remember my mother wearing pants. And I remember she didn't cover her hair until years later she started covering her hair. She came from a very firm home. I can remember hearing her on the phone on Shabbos when I was a little kid. I can remember it. So that was already after the Milchama, so I was a little kid, so, you know, I was on board in 1957, so it was 15 years, you know, 12, 15 years after the Milchama, there was still oozing blood, you understand? And it's hard for us to know what that is. But it wasn't in the sugi of Amuna. It wasn't an Amuna. It was a Tzibrachenkeit. It was a feeling of Tzibrachenkeit. And there are others that, like with my friend's father, that he just couldn't come back to it. It happens that with this friend of mine, that his father passed away around 10 years ago. He was coming to shul already the last 15, I remember him. He was already keeping things. The last years, for a while, he was already keeping things. When they all came, they came from very chashuva homes and beautiful homes. Most of those people were not, I believe, I used to talk to a lot of them. It wasn't that they lost their emunah, there were other inyanim. They didn't lose their emunah. But to judge another person and to come to maskanis with another person, it's a mistake. It's a very, very big mistake. And that's what my father was telling me. It's a big mistake to judge other people. And it's not only when it comes to people that went through such milchamas and went through such terrible things. With that question, which is something that I thought about all the years growing up, and that, what about the Son Yisrael? The Son Yisrael, so we live according to the Torah. The Torah told us what to think about a Malik and what to do about a Malik. That's what the Torah told us. That's our shlichus. And those people that cover that up and make believe it's not true, so they're not keeping the Torah properly. The Torah tells us how to think and what to do with the Sinai Israel. But at the same time, a Jew has to know that the Baruch Shalom is the one that's orchestrating all of this. And that could be very hurtful to a person. Going back to what we put, that could hurt. That's what that book was saying, that survivor was saying, that it hurt me how to come back to a relationship. If you have a friend that beats you up, that kicks you in the stomach, that, you know, spits in your face, you have to be a big madrega to love that person. It's a madrega to love that person. And when you feel that the Baruch Shalom is the one that kicked you in the stomach, okay, there was shlichim, and the shlichim are rishoyim, and the rishoyim you hate. But it certainly didn't begin with that. It comes from Kadosh Baruch Hu, everything. That's what Chazal say, that Einodom Neikif Etz Bor L'Matalim Kein Machviz Nolom Milamala. It means that there was a Hachraza Milamala, there was a proclamation in Shemayim that you should go through this. And the only way, of course, to be able to deal with that is with Amunah, the deepest Amunah. And we're not talking about a Havas Hashem now, but how does one go on loving a Kadosh Baruch Hu? That's after he has brought that upon you. That's not what we're learning in this parak, but that's what that question, of course, that's what this issue is about. How does one go on loving Hashem's Baruch after all of that? And that's the sugi of Amunah. That's the need of Amunah. That's not for now. I mean, it's for always, but it's not for right now. And the more difficult it is, the more difficult this nisayin is, the more a person has to push himself to enter into his bainus and vegas, to think deeply, not to just react. His bainus and vegas, well, his bainin yosef yosef be'emes apnimis, to try to think deeper and deeper about the emes apnimis, about the truth. Well, it's not take mechitzonius, and to get out of that chitzonius, to get out of that shallow, superficial way of thinking, to get out of that. Kimashet toim listakel al chitzonius levado. That mistake of thinking in a way of chitzoni is in a superficial, external way. Dahainu, amashenir beinayim to react based upon what you're seeing with your eyes. It means that you only live in that world of the eyes. Every time we do that, we're guilty of the chet of the meraglim. It's the same chet of the meraglim. Amru b'fia, Chazal say, Amru b'fia, mashaloi roa v'ineya. They said with their mouths, but they didn't see with their eyes. What do they mean they didn't see with their eyes? They saw with their eyes. The meraglim were not liars. What does it mean, Amru b'fia, mashaloi roa v'ineya? But that's what Chazal takes up, that's how the Chazal takes up the meraglim. Amru b'fia, mashaloi roa v'ineya. They said with their mouths, but they didn't see with their eyes. How come? Why that was an accurate report. It was an accurate report that they said over what they saw with their eyes. So, but the report was a report that was chitzonistic report for such great people. For Nisiya Yisrael, it was a catastrophe. Of a maisa, a catastrophe. Omer b'fim mashaloi roa beinayim, because the Baruch Shalom says mashaloi beinayim. So the meraglim are great people, and they say, but it's not true. We did see giants there. We did see fortified cities. We saw that it's a hard place. So the Baruch Shalom is saying that's all that you saw. That's what you saw. That's what you saw. And that's what Hashem says us, the same thing. You could report back to Hashem, let's say you got angry, you're reacting, you're all upset with this person, and so on and so forth. And the Baruch Shalom is saying, welcome to the list of meraglim. He said, what happened? What kind of meraglim? What do you mean? I saw this guy take my parking spot. I saw with my own eyes. It's not true. He went ahead. He took my parking spot. The Baruch Shalom is saying, "Amarta b'ficha mashalei ra'isa b'enach." You're only strengthening the tain against yourself. The ra'isa b'enach, that your eyes are looking at things in such a shallow way. But how come your eyes are not capable of seeing things in a deeper way from that perspective of the shamaras? That losing a space doesn't entitle you to falling away from emuna and from ahavas Yisrael. From the Metzias that you can't see with your eyes, but a Jew is supposed to see things in a different way. Eini Hashem al tzadikim. A person is supposed to see things in a deeper way. The Meraglim were a disappointment on their Madrega to Hashem Yisbach. They were a big disappointment. And the Baruch Shalom even said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Yad lahem atem bilach tishayin, even to Moshe Rabbeinu such a thing, that we can't be masi. That Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, you didn't see things the way that you should have seen them. But I didn't say the truth. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Moshe Rabbeinu says, I didn't say the truth. Moshe Emes was Sarosu Emes. I didn't say the truth. So the Baruch Shalom says, you said the truth, but the truth that you said was not the Emes Damit. You said the truth of what you saw with your Fleshige Eugen, with your physical eyes. You didn't say the truth that you should have seen with the eyes of a Mamin, of the Rebbe of the Jewish people. The Rebbe of the Jewish people shouldn't be saying Shumana Hamarim, shouldn't be talking like that to Jews. But Baruch Hu, look what they did. You see that Hashem's Baruch has kapedus with the Nevi'im, the Baruch Shalom had, with Eliyahu Navi, with Nevi'im, with Yeshaya Navi. How could you talk that way about Jews? And Yeshaya Navi didn't have evidence that Jews were misbehaving? And Moshe Rabbeinu didn't see us. Chazal say lashon of benivulam, echa esolavadi. Yimi Anov didn't see us in a bad place, and yet the Baruch Shalom says, you can't talk that way. And we even know from tzaddikim, we have the stories from big tzaddikim, that you see in the parasha. It says, "Vayedaber l'kim." Let's in the back of you. It's in the back. Sorry. Vayedaber l'kim el Moshe. V'yomer lo ani Hashem. So Vaidabu Lukim El Moshe, Elukim is Midas Adin. Vaidabu Lukim El Moshe. Vayamlov Ani Hashem. Ani Hashem, Hashem is Rachman. So the Tzaddikim say, Vaidabu Lukim El Moshe, Vayamlov Ani Hashem. Dibur is a Lashon Kasher. Dibur means strong, Elukim means strong. But Vayomer lo ani Hashem. Because at the end of last parsha, at the end of Shmoy, remember Moshe Rabbeinu was very upset, right? Mi'oz bosel parlu dav b'shmecha. Hirulam has a hatzel hitzalta esamecha, right? It's gotten worse. Ever since I came to talk, to do your job that you send me, it's gotten worse for them. Mi'oz bosel parlu. And the Baruch Shalom, the person doesn't really answer. He doesn't get the whole conversation about it. So then you have Vayera. Vayera l'kim ha-Moshe, Vayera l'vani Hashem. And Vayera l'Avram l'Yitzel v'l'Yakov. And the person says, I missed the others. He doesn't say, he doesn't get like into a Rambam, into a Ramban. So the Svarim say, Vayera l'kim ha-Moshe, that's the answer. That there are diburim of din. But to be a mammon means vayomer is to hear, vayomer love ani Hashem. In the diburim of din, vayidaber elokim el Moshe, a Jew has to come to a place where he's able to come to vayomer elov ani Hashem. Ani Hashem. Ani Hashem is rachman. And therefore, even though we know there were great tzaddikim, they spoke diburim kashim ma'od. They spoke against Jews in very, very strong lashonos. When they gave Teichach Admus to Jews. But the Tzaddikim Amitim, they were, in their own tefillahs, they were crying and crying and davening to Hashem to help these people and to see good in these. They were trying to shake people up, but they weren't chalila, they weren't lacking in Ahavas Yisrael. Like you and I think that we're such big Ahavas Yisrael because we're if we see somebody that's Machal Shabbos, we say, God should bless you, you're my brother, one day you'll be from. So we think we're big at tzaddikim, like the Nesavim Rebbe that was screaming about Chil Shabbos, right? Or, you know, in Yerushalayim, Rabbi Amram Bloy that was screaming about Chil Shabbos. So we're big at tzaddikim than those tzaddikim because it doesn't bother us. It doesn't mean that they were big tzaddikim. And they were screaming because it hurt them. And they believed at that time in that way that with those Jews that it would help them to come back to Shemir Shabbos. Nowadays things like this don't work. But there was a time that such things did work in some way. And then tzaddikim were using such strategies to help Jews come back, to shake them up, to break them in a certain way, to bring them back. But do you think for a second the Sabbath Rebbe didn't love that Jew? That was Machal Shabbos. And he wasn't davening for him. He was heartbroken because of his love. And if you and I are not heartbroken over somebody's Machal Shabbos, it's not a mile, it's a chesaron in us. Of course, we should be heartbroken about it. The question is only, what's the strategy to change the situation? So back then there was a mahalach. Now this mahalach, anybody that's still sticking with that mahalach is causing more damage. Then it was working in some way. Now it doesn't work. But the feeling of being heartbroken is a person should feel of it. That if I'm in the shamachas, it hurts me that my brother is, my sister is mechal Shabbos, because it's such a kilku for that person to be mechal Shabbos. Of course, it has to hurt you. Silas, how do you react? How do you react? The Satan Rabbi, Shusim and the Michasalos, these tzaddikim, the Kanoim, they were on fire with the Havas Yisrael. On fire with the Havas Yisrael. You think that the Satan Rabbi, Shusim and that he loved Jews less than Lubavitcher Rebbe? Shusim and didn't love less. They were both on fire with the Havas Yisrael. We can't be Masi. They were different Mahalchim of how and what. But they were both on fire with the Havas Yisrael. Yeah, Jeb?
I was just thinking, just the practical of it, to draw a conclusion from what we learned so far, to have like a seder when you're in that situation, to say, stop, don't react. Then the sponim is like, why am I in this situation? What's the engine? And then the sponim is the best of the to be in this situation.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. You have to do all of that in 1 second. That's the hard thing. Because if we could take bilus over that first second, to take bilus over that first second, it'll be okay. Only Mishigan keep on going on later on. That's a Mishigan that keeps on going, you know. But that happens to you if you don't take bilus over the first. If at the beginning you're able to take bilus and not fall that first second, I mean that like first minute, and you take bilus over that minute, then you already have the ability to go to that good place, which if you weren't able to get to that place, then later on at night when you're thinking about it, of course you get there. But again, Mishigarim, people that have inyanim, they don't get to they're holding grudges for 30, 40, 50 years, they're angry. But the nisayon is at that moment to take bilus. It's like I'm all nisayonis. When it comes to nisayon and kedusha, to looking at something that's not right. If you're able to take bilus over that second, and to be in that place of emuna, and to remember who you are and what this is, and the stira between who you are and what this is, if you take bilus over that second, you'll be okay. It's that crucial second. That crucial second. And when you don't take bilus over that second, Then the seconds go into seconds, and they go into minutes, and they go into, and you can get mamish lost in that inyan, lost in that inyan. If you don't take bilus over that first minute, that's what they say about the Rebbe Meilach Suski Elena. They say that today is Beis Shvat today. Yeah. Yes, yesterday was Shvat. It's the Rebbe Bzushi's yard site today. So they say that the Rebbe Meilach, his brother, that Teva, he was a strong person. He had a temper, Teva. And they used to see that sometimes the Rebbe Meilach, that something happened, and all of a sudden he wouldn't say anything. He would disappear, and they found out that what he would do is that when he felt like reacting. He would go upstairs. He was makabel upon himself that whenever he would feel upset about something, he would go upstairs somewhere and put on a certain coat, and he wouldn't say anything until he comes back downstairs with a coat on, because they saw that he would come down with a coat on, with a different coat. And he said that what happened is that by the time he would come downstairs, already before he would even get to the stairs, he was already okay. So he had a kabbalah, not to that on his madrega, obviously, whatever that was. He made a kabbalah, that whatever it is, I'm not going to let that hargosha take bias. I'm not going to let that happen. And by the delay, that means you have now up the stairs to put on, go to the closet to put on a coat. So what is it? Maybe it takes a 30 seconds, a minute. But by that delay, you're able to already come back. Now, for us, it might be we have to go to the mall to get a coat, you know. But for that delay, then there was that there was enough of a space. Again, we're not, what he said over this, there's enough of a space for there to be bailus, not to lose it. And when you have that place of, when you're able to be in that place of his boninus, so then of course you're able to come back to this that we're learning. That's neshamachas, and this is all not. There's no reason not to. There's no reason to get angry and not to love this person because it's a shlichus from Hashem. That this person is a shlich from Hashem. It wasn't anything other than a shlichus from Hashem. That this should happen to me. And it's not my cheshbon. Why was he chosen for that job? Why did he decide to do that? He has bechira, and this had to happen to me. How do you explain that? Well, I don't have to explain it. I'm passionate. That's all. I don't know how. But that's what the Chazal say. That's what the Tzaddikim taught, and that's the truth. So, kilamichle shalchaniel kim, and that's all. I was sent here to shlichus. You were sent to shlichus, and you need to do tshuva. That's your business with Hashem. You do tshuva. You need to ask me for mechila. Echanami, that's your achrayus. Ask me for mechila. But as far as not being able to stay in that place of Ahavas Yisrael, that's my achrayus. To stay in the place, rather, of Ahavas Yisrael, that's my achrayus to stay in that place. And the ikur is, what he's saying is, how you look at something, you can either look in the way of Pnimius or Chitzonius. And if you fail, it means that you're looking at the Chitzonius Levada. I know Amash and Nira Beinayim. Zegorim l'kol ha-koshim. This is what causes all the problems. Looking at things like the Meraglim, Kibi Chitzonius Nira Shaplani Osali, because Chitzonius looks bad. Mimela Misareres Tarumasalav. And since in Chitzonius this looks bad, Mimela you have a Taina. But if a person gets into the habit of trying to look at things with the eyes of pnimiyas, you'll be able to be in a place of menuchas hanefesh. Because you live in that way where everything that you look at is Yad Hashem. Not only you won't get angry, you'll be able to feel hatoyv shebuchal davar. And you're not going to have tsar over what happened. And that's the test that we go through all the time. This test. Are you going to succeed in this inyan, whether it's big or small? Are you going to succeed lamud begvura or bemuna? Gvur b'emuna, b'tzar, v'habi zayin shav sheni oisalei, ayidei sheyitkanis the pnimius, to go into pnimius, v'yovin ma be'emes karein, to understand what's really happening, shakol ma Hashemes baruch l'toyva, that it's all by Hashemes baruch. Not only it's not that it's not a tragedy, but it's l'toyva. It's for your. It's the best thing for you. Chavav u'bevadai. Iyev shuba pamachas liskas l'shleimus ha'la'at la'at. We have to learn all the things that we're learning now. This doesn't happen all of a sudden. Lat lat, we have to try to begin working on this. And if 1 out of 10 times that we're in that place, we're able to begin 1 time that week, it's already a huge thing to try to put this into effect, to apply this. Over and over to whisper to yourself and to say inside your head. And then slowly we're going to see, if we do this over time, give it a long time, over time, slowly, slowly, you begin to feel differently when it happens to you. You stop feeling that you need to get angry and to react. It'll come easier and in a stronger way. You'll be able to do it. Good. So it's Erev Shabbos. It's a short day. Erev Shabbos, the Sfarim say, is a time for tshuva. Erev Shabbos is the day of the week of the biggest nesiyanis, especially many ish leishtai, and in one's own house with the children to have kepedis, and the wife and the children to have kepedis. So all of us should try, if we have an opportunity today. It's almost guaranteed there'll be some opportunity. Lo chaser. Try. We'll make a class effort. all of us are going to, I'm not saying with the Lashon of Kabbalah, that today, each one of us, Bli Nedar, will try that if there's anything today that's any sign of this type, in a Kepeda, in a Terumas against the wife, against the kid, that we're going to try to use what we learned today, to try to use the Chazer in our heads, to try to use it, and that will be our homework for this Shabbos. Good? Maskim? Fine. Let's go down.